The theme of the camp for years has been holiness unto the Lord. You see that behind me here? And we've been reminded of that very often as we've come up to camp, that God wants this place to be holy. We have a lot of different ideas of what that may be. That's why we need to pray, Lord, you raise the standard of holiness in our hearts. You know, you get that by getting a sight of his holiness. The holiness that we're looking for is not how holy you are, but how holy he is. And that's why we need to get a sight of him and say, Lord, reveal to me how holy you are, how pure. And as God is able to make that real to us, he does something within our hearts to come up to that standard. And then the holiness that is in our lives is not our effort to be holy, but it's an expression of his holiness. It's the Holy Spirit living out his life within us. And that's the holiness that God is looking for. That's the only thing that you can really call holiness. You know, the Pharisees, they were more concerned about how holy they were. And they really had no idea of how holy God was. And so they imposed upon themselves and upon everybody else a lot of rules and regulations. And they said, if you carry these burdens, then you'll be holy. And you know, nobody wanted that type of holiness. They didn't even want it. Jesus accused them. He said, you put burdens upon people that you're not even willing to carry. But then, people began to notice there's something different about this Jesus. He has a holiness that's attractive. It's coming from his heart. It's an expression of his love to God. And that's something they wanted. That was something beautiful. In Jesus was manifest the beauty of holiness. And so when we think of this camp being holy, that means that we're just letting Jesus live out his life within us. That we're wanting to please him out of love. And there's something very precious about that. And that's how God keeps this camp holiness unto the Lord. Now, of course, there are certain regulations that we have to adhere to. Maybe you're accustomed to doing things a little differently in the way you dress, and what you do on Sunday or don't do. But when we gather together from all different corners of the earth like this, we all have to adjust and come together. And you know, if we're really holy, we don't have any problem with that. Not too much problem. Because we want to please Jesus. And if it pleases him for me to make an adjustment and fit in and work together, well, that's what holiness is all about, isn't it? It's pleasing him. It's honoring one another. Praise God. And so, as I say, I know that when you come to camp, there may be some things that are different here than you're accustomed to. And when we go to your church, there are things that are different there than we're accustomed to, perhaps. But if we all live to please Jesus and work together, here comes the thought of unity again, we'll find that God will keep this place holy. And as he does, then he'll be able to do some things among us that he wouldn't be able to do otherwise. And so we want to do our part. Everyone has a part to play along those lines. Lord, help me to be here, and while I'm here, help me to live to please you. Praise God. And give me that real holiness, not the one that you put on the outside, but I need the one that comes from the inside and shines out. Praise God. And that has a lot more to do than just the way you dress and the way you talk and what you do on Sunday. It's something that just shines through your life all the time in everything. Well, that's a good lead to holiness unto the Lord. Let's sing that together. Number 385. And then let's be free in his presence. If there are those that have a brief word that God puts upon your heart, be sure to let God use you in the time that we have, okay? Number 385, I believe.